720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. It is the Jim Bob Show game day edition, heard here and on great stations all around the country. And Jim Bob, there are many times a year that we get back, sit back, enjoy, that the fans enjoy, that sports fans enjoy. But this is one of those times specifically for us and everyone around America to be thankful. Heading into Thanksgiving week.
Darn tootin', buddy. And let me tell you something. I'm sitting here with the Sultan of Stuffing, my buddy, Dane. And I'm thankful for you. I want you to know that is that I am thankful for all the things that we do together and bringing this show together and so forth. I'm thankful for everybody that helps us on this. But, you know, on the big scale picture, I mean, I really am. I'm thankful for all the things that come together in this great nation in regards to, you know, our unity as a country when we get in difficult times, and we all do come together. I'm thankful for the diversity of this country. I'm thankful for, do you want me to just go on? I mean, I could do about 1,000.
Well, I mean, as Americans, and there are things, you know, different holidays, whether it's, you know, whatever your faith is or whatever is important to you or how you identify or any of those things, a lot of holidays come and go. But as Americans, this is the one that we all kind of have together, right? We all have that opportunity, and whether it's this or that or the other thing or your family or whatever opportunities are out there or whatever's happening, to be thankful is something I think uniquely that we share together as Americans.
Yeah, I think the shared tradition of togetherness, and certainly I think all of us talk about our families, our good health. And for sure, I'm thankful for your good health. That cholesterol's coming down. But you know, I was talking to my daughter, Ava, this morning, and she's over at London at the London School of Arts.
What are they thankful for over there?
Well, they don't have Thanksgiving.
They're a thankless bunch.
They have regretful there. Well, why did we ever let those guys get over there and get started over there? I mean, but I was talking to her. It's kind of funny. You know, she's still got to finish up school, and she can't get back home for Thanksgiving. And it kind of struck me. I mean, it really did. She's over in London, and the origin of why we have Thanksgiving. I mean,
they have regrets giving.
You know, the king is over there, you know, going, man, how do we let that happen? But no, in seriousness, is that I'm thankful for, you know, everything that we do together, starting with family here and our traditions long tested in our country and so forth. But the shared tradition of Thanksgiving, and gosh darn it, football. I mean, football's a big part of Thanksgiving these days.
Oh, it is. It is one of those holidays. You know, it's one of those things. The NFL, we talk about it all the time. Major League Baseball kind of tries to claim that territorial America's pastime thing. It is football. It is the NFL. And they have taken not only the Super Bowl and turned it into, you know, an American pastime and huge holiday globally, right? But then Thanksgiving also has football as well. Some of the best things about it, obviously the food. We're going to talk about that before we get to the games. But then the complement to that is what everyone sits around watches on TV. And now there are more games than ever. But before we get to the games, Jim Bob, it comes down to the food. Of course, you are the man behind the official tequila of togetherness, right? For Thanksgiving, El Bandito Yankee. So what kind of foods do you like to wash down with it?
Well, so everybody knows El Bandito Yankee, it pairs with everything. Yes. So, I mean, and you know,
very versatile.
It's very versatile. I mean, I'm sitting here next to a guy who honestly that he thinks cranberry sauce is a vegetable.
He's slathered in gravy right now.
You know, I mean,
wait a minute. Cranberry's not a vegetable.
I've been around Dane when his Fitbit is shaking his head and said, bro, are you serious? Stop it. So, I mean, Dane says when he's cutting back, and when he cut back from 17 dinner rolls to 14. I mean, that's cutting back for my boy right here.
You got to set your limits.
Yeah, you got to set, you know, I mean, you know what? Your gallstone is thankful for, I mean, it's like Patrick Mahomes going 4 games without a pick.
We've named him. It's Claude.
Yeah. So we're having way too much fun talking about Dane's cholesterol and everything and so forth. But you know, and seriously, you know, football is, it's kind of a cultural glue that brings family and all the friends together during Thanksgiving time. And, you know, I don't want to overstate it, but it is one of those events that brings us all together, and obviously Thanksgiving and so forth. But, you know, we've got a pretty big slate set up for this Thanksgiving. You know, you've got the Packers at the Lions. The Packers really demolished the Lions early in the season. The Lions aren't that same team anymore.
They got better, and then they sort of got less better.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It's like a roller coaster ride. But you've got Kansas City going to the Cowboys. That should be kind of interesting. I think, you know, the Chiefs are in a situation they just got to kind of win out. The Packers certainly need to win against the Lions, and the Lions need to win against the Packers. So that's going to be a great game. You got the Bengals at the Ravens. Shouldn't be much of a game with Lamar Jackson coming back, but it's Thanksgiving Day. You never can tell. And then I'm so excited about Black Friday, not for the shopping day, not for the shopping, but we've got our Bears are, you know, going to be in Philly.
I like how we've described the communal, like, our Bears, right? We've embraced them.
Because they're 8-3, and yeah, I told you they were going to get to 8 or 9 games. I mean, 8 games, and I said from the beginning of the season, I thought they would do 8 or 9 games. I mean, hey, they look way better right now than I thought they were going to be in regards to the schedule.
You mentioned being thankful for. This is thankful for another opportunity.
Well, this is the game. The Black Friday game is intriguing to me because it's the game that America's going to be watching as they go shop for TVs. Hey, turn it on to channel there. I don't want the Bears. But honestly, it's, you know, Chicago and Black Friday. I mean, is this going to be a great game? I mean, I'm not for sure. Jalen Hurts against the Bears defense, I'm not for sure. Is that can the Bears linebackers in that secondary handle the RPO of Jalen Hurts? That's going to be something to, you know, we got to think about.
Over the course of the season, in the preseason early on, we looked at the Bears schedule, and you look at teams like, whether it was like the Bengals or the Ravens, and you say like, oh my gosh, those are for sure losses for the Bears. They aren't going to win. But, you know, just the dynamics of it, that's why you got to play the games. Those teams had some difficulties, some injuries, and the Bears had better chances, right? The Eagles are still, even though they've had a couple losses, they're still the Eagles, Jim Bob, and I don't know if the Bears can get that done.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is it we're gonna find out, because you and I, we've got plenty of televisions. We're not going to be shopping for them. We're going to be watching that game. But
well, Jim Bob, does Jim Bob have, you know, because there's so many things. Obviously, turkey, you know, takes the center stage. But as far as those sides that people like and people are thinking, well, what does Jim Bob eat? You know, they think everything is just gold filtered and diamond studded and all that, right? But what is Jim Bob love for Thanksgiving that maybe you don't have throughout the year?
I got to tell you something. This always reminds me. So my son, James, who works at, you know, Wanna Parlay and helps direct it and also El Bandito Yankee, I'll never forget this. We were in Palm Beach and it was Thanksgiving and we were all out at a restaurant and James was little. I mean, he might have been 8, maybe 9. I don't know. And so I go, hey, we're going to order traditional Thanksgiving dinner, everybody. And James goes, I want spaghetti. And I no, we're doing turkey and all the stuff, okay? Turkey and all the fixings and the stuffing and everything.
Well, Giuseppe Mayflower might have enjoyed it.
Yeah. And so this is how smart he was. And so when the waiter comes around and he's asking everybody what they want for like appetizers, James orders spaghetti for appetizers. And so I'll never forget how he circumvented me on Thanksgiving Day. And it's always been one of my fondest memories in the fact that, and then the people that I'm with go, he's way smarter than you. Everybody be thankful for your families. Be thankful for your good health. Be thankful for the fact that we're going to get to watch, you know, 4 games of good football and so forth. And above all, I'm thankful for my buddy Dane and your cholesterol dropping. I said your gallbladder was calling 911 last week, and I had to intercept that call for him and so forth, calm everything down. But, you know, it's Nostra Jim Bobas, and I'm signing off with all good thoughts to everybody out there. Happy Thanksgiving.